This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. Don't forget, you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. That is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And you can also download right on your smartphone the TuneIn app, and you can listen right from there. So here we are. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What beautiful weather we've been having.
I know. I walked in, I was just loving it.
Yeah.
Sun is shining. It's a little bit crisp in the air. It smells like fall. That's nice.
I love the fall. That's probably my favorite time of year is the fall. So, yeah, but packed show as usual. We'll be hearing shortly from our favorite down in Delaware, Donna from Delaware. You can check her out on her website, Donna's Deelites. That's DEELITES.com. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined with Kathy Torres of Pour Me Bartending. Okay. And that's P-O-U-R, me, bartending. So
I love that.
I'm anxious to chat with her and hear her story and what's all about. And I think I have a friend that works for her, too. I'm anxious to ask her. And then we'll end the show with Shelley Wolcott of Healthy Solutions Spice Blend. You can check out her blends online at spiceblends.com. And here we are. And let me see here. I am eating. This is probably my favorite paleo meal that I cook. You would love this.
So tell us about it.
This
it looks
is
really
so
good.
It's a five-ingredient pizza pie is what it's called. It's completely paleo.
Okay.
And you take a pound of whatever kind of meat. The actual recipe calls for Italian sausage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've done it with sausage one time. Then I did it with ground pork. Then I've done it with beef. So you can use whatever kind of meat you want. So saute that up with some grilled onions and garlic. So saute that all up together. And then in your bowl, I use, I go to Whole Foods and I get the already made noodles of vegetables.
The easy way to do it.
Easy. And I buy that. And today, this time, this particular recipe, and I'll do different ones each time, and then I'll mix and match them and use both. Like two, I use two of them. It's equivalent to one of those packages at Whole Foods. I'm not sure how much that is, but
so you use like half and half, is that what you're saying?
That's what I did.
Okay.
I used half zucchini and half butternut squash noodles.
Okay.
And so put your noodles in the bowl and then toss all your meat mixture in there. And then add a cup, I don't even measure, and I probably tend to use maybe a little bit more of pizza sauce and mix that all together.
Okay.
And then take three eggs, whisk three eggs, and then pour that in the mixture. And mix that all in. Mix
okay.
it all together. Mm-hmm. Pour it in your casserole pan. I always spray, you know, spray. And then bake it in the oven, 350, for about 45 minutes to 45, 50 minutes. You'll see, like, the top get crusty. And delicious. Mm. Like, it is so good.
So does it really taste pizza-ish?
You'll have to try this. You'll have to grab a
okay.
fork and take a bite. The only thing that I did add to this time, it's the first time I'm eating cheese. It's goat cheese. I added a little bit of goat cheese on top.
Yep.
Some paleos will eat goat cheese because it hasn't been pasteurized or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just like the... And I never actually bought goat cheese before. And it was weird how you cut it and it just kind of falls apart. Yeah. Kind of like
I always buy it crumbled already.
This was in like a little log, but you know, literally, I took a knife out thinking I was going to have to slice
and
it.
And
I
just did that on its own.
It just broke up. I just took my hands and I just, I put like some on the top. So... Yeah, very
a
good.
With goat cheese, a little goes a long way. It has so much flavor.
Yeah.
So I love it. I'm the only one in my house. Oh, no. One of my sons likes it. My husband doesn't like it.
Steve Freeman is in the house. Hi, Steve.
Welcome, Steve.
He kind of came bopping in here. What's going on, Steve?
Because I started listening to the show outside. I'm like, oh, this is what it sounds like. I said, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be there.
You nut.
So sorry I'm late.
Were we out in the outside speakers?
No, I was in my car looking for a parking spot on my way here. Then I'm like, oh, they're on. Let's listen to it. I was like, oh, I should probably get it. Because you never get to hear it yourself, you know?
True.
So I'm great. Thank you. It's beautiful outside.
Isn't it gorgeous?
I heard you talking about that. What a great fall day it is. Yeah.
I'm leaving in the morning. I'll be in Florida tomorrow.
Oh, jealous.
I'm so jealous. So jealous to get away.
I really don't have the time to get away, but I'm going. It's just weird.
We all say that, but you only live once. Make your life what you want it to be.
That's true. Going down to visit my dad's girlfriend.
Yeah.
My dad and Diane just bought a place in Tampa, and they went down together a few weeks ago and kind of set the house up and stuff. My dad and Daryl went down like 2 months ago and got the furniture, and you know that my dad drove down. Daryl flew down and met him, and then helped him move things in. They went and bought a bunch of stuff, so pretty much set the house up. And so I'm going down now to just help her with decorating and stuff like that.
Nice time of year to get out of
town. Definitely. Good excuse to go to Florida.
That's right. I'll take it.
So till next Wednesday.
I can help move couches around or, you know.
Well, yeah, but you just moved.
I did. I'm a professional mover. I am seriously really good at moving.
Daryl is too. Either people have it or they don't. And Daryl is excellent. He's very organized.
Yep. It's very low stress for me. You've got an agenda. You got to get it done. You have a time frame. And if you don't get it done, don't worry about it. You just get in there. And I've actually started to write notes. I actually want to write a book on moving and how to make it less stressful, because I've moved. this will be the 10th time since 2009.
Oh, wow.
But now I'm done for quite some time. But I've made notes along the way. I keep it in my phone. So when I get into the new place, I want to make sure, before you even unpack, make sure you have bottled water for your helpers, paper towels, cleaning agents, toilet paper, things of that sort. Yeah. And I got a whole list of that. And, you know, over the course of the first week, this is what you need. Do you need a tie to go to work? Do you need an iron? Make sure you have all those things
first. That's a great idea, Steve.
Yeah. So I want to call it architectural movers, because I think like an architect. That's what I do. And I think, you know, and put everything in a box. Everything. Throw it in a box and organize. Doesn't matter. Just put it in a modular-shaped item so the movers can just pick it up.
And move it.
And move it.
And, you know, that is exactly what I learned the last time I moved. Well, which was, what, 6-7 months ago? I move a bit, too. But I did my whole closet this time. Last time. Like, I took, you know, literally took the clothes, the hangers, and put piles and piles in my car. Mm-hmm. Got to the new place and then just took the hangers and hung it right into my closet. But I'll tell you, it was a pain in the neck.
Mm-hmm. And they fall over and
yes.
all that.
And this time, I said that to Daryl. I mean, that was like my little thing that I did. I said, I'm packing my closet this time. I'm putting them in boxes.
We can still leave them on the hangers. Just fold them
exactly
into the box.
That's what I'm doing.
I actually hired a mover for the first time this time because I'm just exhausted from moving. And I said, how are you packing my clothes? And he showed me. I said, let me show you how you're going to pack my clothes. And it was.
Oh, you had them pack everything too?
No. They said, we'll take your clothes right out of your hanger and we guarantee they won't touch dirt or anything. I said, okay, I'll wait to see how you show up and what you propose. And they were just going to put them on top of blankets. I'm like, so you go around a corner, my clothes slide. And no, I said, here's what you're going to do. And it was so simple. I took a strap, come along strap, you know, to tie things down, hooked it to both sides of the truck, tensioned it, and then I have a bunch of pieces of pipe for moving clothing. So I pick up a bundle of clothing, I put it on this pipe, I rest it on my shoulder so I can carry like 4 feet. I go out, I say, take this off and put it on that string. So basically a clothesline. So in the truck. You get to the new house, you pick them up, those go right in the closet, just like you took them off the clothesline.
You really should write a book.
That's pretty cool.
And they were like, wow, that's a good idea. I said, yeah, you don't stack clothes on top of each other. They're pressed, they're ironed, they're clean.
Very good.
I got to wear that Monday morning. I don't want to be fussing about it. So maybe I will write a book.
I think you should.
Sometime.
Architectural Movers. It sounds pretty catchy. I already like the title.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
Yeah. All right. I'll get to work on that.
All right. And our favorite segment is already. So let's welcome on Donna from Delaware. Hey, Donna.
Y'all moving with clothes, hangers, and pipes. What y'all talking about in there? Now, if you go out and move some clothes, then why you put some trash bags over top of it? Did you put trash bags over top of your clothes before you put them on this truck, Steve?
I did not.
See? Then they was all dusty anyway if you just put them in a dirty truck. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good point. I didn't think about that, but my move was like half a mile, so I wasn't that concerned.
Yeah. Yes. Also, too, my girlfriend had a good tip. She know how you have that industrial saran wrap that you see? She just pulled her clothes, like if you have clothes in a drawer, she wrapped her drawer in saran wrap, so that all she had to do was put it in. Wasn't that smart?
That's a great idea. I like that idea. That'll be chapter 7.
That is a cool
idea.
So you mean take the draw out and then just saran wrap the draw?
Correct. And then stack them on up. So then when you move, all you got to do is undo that saran wrap and put everything back in the drawer. Isn't that smart?
I stinking love that. Oh, my gosh, because I'm moving in December. So, yeah.
Are you moving again?
I am. We bought a house.
You did?
Okay, gypsy woman.
We did. Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
No, I know you bought a house. You're moving again. You said you're moving in December?
Yes. Well, no. The house that we're in now, I was just renting because I couldn't sell my house and buy at the same time. It was just too stressful for me. So we're renting right now, and now we just bought a house. Yeah.
Okay, so I get to come up for the housewarman?
Yeah. Oh, my God, we have plenty of room. You'll have your own wing.
Wait, and I can bring you some chitlins?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
I'm going to come up. You know I'll come up, too.
Yes.
You know that, right?
And I think bring we're going to have a Christmas
and bring
party.
Bring you some chitlins. Huh? You having a Christmas party?
I think so.
Let's not stress you out if you're going to just be moving in. Donna, How does Saturday, January?
So that's chapter eight. Things not to plan during your move.
Right. January 14th. We ain't gonna talk about that. Okay, I'll come up right after my birthday. Okay, my birthday's in January, so I'll come up after my birthday. All right.
There you go.
And go skiing. Okay, y'all ready?
We are ready.
Let's go. Here we go. Do you ever find yourself wondering, what am I going to have for dinner? It happens to me a lot. I'll be standing in the refrigerator looking like the Scarecrow, like he asked the wizard for a brain. Man, I see why Stouffer's and Lean Cuisine is making a killing, and them golden arches stay lit, because a quick fix sometimes is not a good thing. So when you need a quick fix in that kitchen, sometimes standing there is like you get a little crazy. Now that the sun has set at 5, I find myself wanting to be in my PJs by 7. I'm not a farm-to-table type of chick. I'm more like a shot right to the bed is my speed. Yes, I love eating dinner in the bed. And now that it's darker and comfort food season is in full effect, having dinner on the table in a timely manner is mandatory. I was taught I must keep it hot in two places, in the kitchen and in the bedroom. So I killed 2 birds with 1 stone by having dinner in bed. Anyway, making the Holy Trinity, MSV, meat, starch, and a vegetable, healthy and in a timely manner, can have you baffled when you need some TCB, taking care of business, in the kitchen, that is. But you don't have to fear. Donna Delight is here with the recipe of the week. CBP, chicken, beans, and potatoes. Here's what you'll need to DIH, drop it hot, in the kitchen, that is, so you'll have time for some R&R in the BED. Kim, you'll need 4 chicken breasts cut into bite-sized pieces. You'll need 1 16-ounce bag of frozen green beans. You'll need 6 red skin potatoes cut into cubes, 1 cup of cherry tomatoes, 1 packet of Italian dry seasoning mix, 1 teaspoon of paprika. I use Hungarian because you know I found it in the farmer's market, and you know I will go for anything. So I found that Hungarian paprika, and I was on it. You also need 1/2 cup of coconut oil, since y'all are on that, what's that placebo thing y'all are on? So you can use
paleo, placebo, whatever,
you know, that paleo stuff. So you can go ahead and use that coconut oil or olive oil, because I looked it up. You can use this oil, but y'all can't have no potatoes, but you can go ahead and use some yucca. Anyway, you'll need to preheat your oven at 375 degrees, and in a large baking dish, you're going to place those green beans and those tomatoes. Then you're going to make a little space, and then you're going to place your potatoes in, and then make a little more space, and you're going to place your chicken in. You're going to pour that all over that dish. You're going to sprinkle with Italian seasoning and that paprika, and then you're going to slide it into the oven for about 35 to 40 minutes or until your potatoes and your chicken is done. Now, that's how you TCB with MSB, serving up some CBT from the BED. Ken!
I love the acronyms today,
Donna. Talk about acronyms.
You love them?
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, I like to eat. I don't want breakfast in bed. I want dinner in bed. Are y'all down with that? Or that's not good? That's not a good thing?
No, it's a good thing. Sure.
Okay, yeah, because I ain't got no kids at home. Yeah, you see, everybody pile up on the bed, you know, since the lady was eating pizza off her lymphedema in the bed, I think we could eat some chicken in the bed. What y'all think?
I totally agree with you.
Since you on that paleo, so just substitute the potatoes for do yucca. But they also have white sweet potatoes, which I think, can y'all have white sweet potatoes with y'all paleo?
Or regular sweet potatoes, too.
Or regular sweet potatoes, yes.
In moderation.
In moderation? Oh, see, y'all can do that, because if I don't have no flour, I'm in a bad shape. I'll be shaking and all kinds of stuff. I need some dough. I do. I need the kind of dough that you eat and the kind of dough that you spin. Y'all can have that. I need some dough. Pizza dough, any kind of dough, bread dough, some kind of dough. You know?
You know what? Listen, mm-hmm. I made a paleo bread pudding the other day. It was blueberry and chocolate chip bread pudding.
She's not even listening.
No. You make it with coconut flour. It was really good.
I made stuff with coconut flour, but it ain't like nothing like some bread. I don't care what nobody say. I want some bread. I want some real dough. Yeah.
All right.
The kind that you spin and the kind that you eat. Don't give me no fake me out. Wait, the way things are going, I don't want no green stamps. I want some real dough. You know?
So it's ironic that you said you called it fake and then you called it placebo.
You know that fake me out stuff.
It's that fake me out stuff.
Fake me out. Yeah. Y'all ain't no sugar, no bread, no. See, y'all can keep that one. Y'all can have that one. Because you know what, Donna got half her some meat and potatoes, you know. So you know how that goes. So Stovetop Steve, you in there today? What you making?
What am I making?
Yeah. Are you ready for Thanksgiving at the co-op?
Oh no! Thanksgiving. I'm making. I'm still deciding. I'm definitely doing a Brussels sprout slaw.
Brussels sprout slaw.
Yep, it's just shredded Brussels sprouts with yellow raisins, sliced almonds, lemon juice.
They baby cabbages, so you can work that one out. I can see that.
It cooks really quickly. My sister's doing roasted squash, and I will do an organic array of colored potatoes.
Organic array. Fingerling potatoes, because I love them, you know.
Fingerlings, babies, new potatoes.
Fingerlings. I love them. Some banging potatoes when those are roasted. Mm-hmm.
You caught me off guard with your questioning, because I was answering my sister, who's a pastry chef, and she's bringing apple strudel, chocolate mousse pie, lemon bars, and pecan pies.
Pecan? Wow. Pecan? That ain't a pecan. It's pecan. Go on and have a pecan pie. Toucan, pecan, Sandman. Go get some crust. You hear me? If I'm coming up there, I want some bread. I want some dough. But look, I ain't playing.
I'm wearing a tie today, so it's pecan.
It's pecan. No, it ain't. It's always going to be pecan, because you know that's how I get nitty and gritty with mine. So y'all know life is for living and food is for giving. So don't forget to go have you some CBT. So with some DA, so D-O-N-N-A. So because Donna got to get out of here so she can get some fingerling potatoes, because there's a lot of fingerling going on around here since we eating dinner in the bed. So I'll talk to y'all later. Life is for living and food is for giving. But you know I got to get up out of here because I got too much to do.
Goodbye.
It's a good thing. I think it was about to get worse.
Yikes. Okay. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Steve Freeman is in the house. And we're going to go on a break right now. On that note, we're going on a break. So we'll be right back.
Returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Steve Freeman is in the house. And yes, we just got our recipe of the week from Donna. Donna's Delight.
And a few other things.
Every week we get a few other things.
Always.
So fun. So what have you guys been up to?
Well, I want to talk about, since, because Donna asked you what you were doing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
And I want to talk about two things. Quickly, I just want to say that there are people that know exactly what they're doing for Thanksgiving. And then there are people like me that are like, is Thanksgiving this month? So there's, for people who really like are busy and on the go and maybe aren't hosting, but have to,
make a dish.
Yeah. Any tips for that? One thing is I know actually is because we actually, I am in a BNI group and a networking group, and there's somebody there that we actually have had her on from Christina from I'm
that
totally,
place in Goffstown.
No, it's in Bedford.
The food place.
Yes.
I can't remember what it is either. Caroline, yeah.
Totally had a brain cramp. Caroline's fine dining. So there's things you can do like that where you can go out and just get, you know, already prepared things and bring them if you're really, really busy versus because not everybody is like that, that says, hey, I'm making a whole spread. And sometimes some of us just don't have the
you
time
know what?
For that.
Mm. Thanksgiving dinner is my favorite meal to cook. I love it. And I think it's so easy. I really do. I mean, you dress your turkey up, you stick it in the oven. I do that, well, obviously, first thing in the morning. And then I, right away, in the morning, I do my potatoes. You know, I cook my potatoes, mash them. I get everything ready in the serving dishes, cover them with Saran, and I keep them, like, on the top of the stove. And when it's everything is done, gravy, everything. Usually, I'll do all that, and whoever comes will bring, I'll have them bring dessert. I don't do dessert. Mm-hmm. We don't do appetizers on Thanksgiving because you eat too much anyway.
Right.
True.
And I'm telling you, when it's time to eat, I zap it in the microwave for a couple minutes and done. It's so easy.
I like Thanksgiving. I have a very organized older sister who said, here's what you're doing, Steve, and here's who's coming. I said, okay, fine.
And is it at your house, your new house?
At my new house. Cool. So I'm going to break in my house. I know where my turkey pan is and all those things. So I don't get stressed out about these things at all. And I never cook this way. Thanksgiving is not, you know, Thanksgiving, a lot of people cook a bird or a ham, potatoes and a vegetable 7 nights a week or often. I never cook like this. So it's fun. It's relaxing. I'll be in my pajamas and slippers all morning with family, hanging out, having a good time. And no matter, it's just like a wedding. No matter what happens, it'll still be fun to be together with the people you care about.
Exactly.
And if you don't have a place to go on Thanksgiving, I know that happens sometimes and it can be sad and lonely. Don't let it bother you. Find a friend. If you don't have a friend, don't feel left out. Just enjoy the day for whatever you
go
can
to the
make
Red
it.
Arrow. It's open 24 hours.
Yeah, go to the Red Arrow. But there's that side too, that people don't have a plan. They're not sure if they're going to get invited and they end up being alone and then they're sad. And I feel bad for that, but don't. It's just another day if you don't have a celebration to make of it.
True. Definitely.
But I look forward to it. It's, you know, I'll have turkey for a week. I'll make turkey soup over the weekend.
Yum, that's the best with all the juju.
I kind of find
you
it.
You and your juju.
Juju.
I kind of find it.
Like, it's gold. It's gold. I call it gold.
I find it therapeutic to cook a carcass and peel the meat from it. Like, I wouldn't want to do it full time on a production line sort of thing, like I'm sure many people do. Where else does chicken salad come from, you know? But,
The fact that you just said therapeutic and carcass in the same sentence makes me really think about your mental status, Steve.
I think it's good.
Are you doing Thanksgiving, Tracy?
Nope. I usually do Christmas at my house. So my sister-in-law does Thanksgiving, and she does something really neat. She, you know, those inexpensive little, they're like metal disposable
turkey the
trays
aluminum pans, yeah,
that you can put them in the frames and put the lights, the what are they called?
Oh,
the tea lights,
shaping dish.
Thank you. See, this is not my thing.
Yeah,
the shaving dish, and then she even
the
brings it to my house.
The
or
things.
The thing with the thing, the tea lights, and she brings them to my house for Christmas, and we put them out so that everything stays warm, kind of cook everything, and then you put it in the chafing dish with the water underneath it, and it kind of keeps everything warm versus having to everything, because it's hard to get everything done like at the same time. So that's the little thing that she does that I think is brilliant, super helpful.
That is a good idea.
It's cool. Yeah, for
plus,
sure.
You always have, you know, 20 minutes that the bird comes out of the oven, and I'm a fresh cooker. That's when I'll cook the vegetables and finish the potatoes and what. So I'll have all those things hot and ready to go. Slice the turkey, bring it to the table.
All right. We're at the top of the hour. You're listening to Food for Thought, WTPLFM.com. Stay tuned. We will be back with Kathy Torres of Poor Me Bartending. We'll be right back. ¶¶